Well, to perform or not to perform at the Trump inauguration, that's been a question performers have been wrestling with. And now school marching bands are wrestling with it as well. After the Trump Inauguration Committee released a list of bands it said were confirmed as participants in the inaugural parade on January 20th. Now petitions are circulating calling for bands not to march. There's one at the University of Tennessee at Knoxville, another at Marist College in New York State, and one at Talladega College, home of the Marching Tornadoes. Talladega College is Alabama's oldest private, historically black college, and social media is burning up with comments. There are actually two rival petitions circulating, one for, one against. Anthony Cook is the editor of the Talladega Daily Home, the local newspaper there. He joins us by Skype. And Anthony, what are people saying who want the band to march?
The people who want the band to march are looking at the historical aspect. There are only a certain number of presidents there have ever been for the United States, and we're about to have one more. And to be invited to perform at the inauguration is a great honor, is the argument for those who are saying that the band should play.
Yeah, and we spoke with a Talladega College graduate who started the petition against the band marching. Here's a little of Shirley Farrell.
I don't celebrate his presidency because of the things he has said and done toward members of the African-American community, of which I'm a member. And I don't want my school, my alma mater, my treasured college to support this man in view of these things. He has not apologized in any shape, form, or fashion for any of the stuff he said and done.
Anthony, can you tell us what some people are pointing to, the specifics of what they think Donald Trump has said that would be most offensive to an historically black college?
Well, I think what we have to keep in mind is historically black college, the attendees there feel engendered to all minorities. And so things that he has said about the handicap, things that he has said about Hispanics, things that he has said about Muslim Americans, those things are all taken personally and felt separately by right. those who are in the historically black college.
Well, and now you've noted that this whole thing could have been avoided if the college president had said initially that, yep, we've been invited, but we haven't decided whether or not to go. The president is supposed to say that today. How else is the school responding? What are you hearing?
That's about it. It has been eerily quiet on campus. Part of that is because it's the holiday period and the students have not been there. But we have a pretty decent working relationship with the leadership there, and we've not heard anything from them in response to all of this.
Yeah. Well, and you have opinions. What do you think should happen?
Well, to be perfectly honest, I'm agnostic. I think there are strong arguments both ways. I just believe that there needs to be a decision made, and you make a case for that decision and stick with it. I think the reason this has turned into a national story to some degree is because the people who are responding feel like they have the opportunity to push the needle one way or the other. I think if a decision had been made early on, there would still be pushback on social media, but not to this degree, I believe.
Yeah. Does the fact that Alabama voted overwhelmingly for Donald Trump impact the thinking at all? This is an historically black college, but it's in Alabama. Shouldn't it represent?
Well, I think, you know, that's certainly a factor. You know, a lot of the response on social media, a lot of it has been divided almost by race. But you'd be surprised to see some of the people who are arguing on both sides for and against. But I think those who argue in favor are those who have supported Donald Trump in the election. And so there's this understanding that or belief that he ought to be given a chance to have a black college there and to represent not only Talladega College, but also the city of Talladega and also the state of Alabama, I think is the argument being made that is a huge deal. It's historic, and it's an opportunity to put a positive bow on what has been a long campaign.
Remind people that Talladega is much more than the Will Ferrell movie, as many of us already know.
Absolutely.
Anthony Cook, this is can be a vicious time on social media. We understand this has been, hugely hot topic on your website, but also you've had to take some comments down. I mean, How do you think it's going to be dangerous or threatening?
I don't think so. I think people are just really passionate. And those passions have been stoked for the last 18 months throughout this presidential campaign. But also on a more local level, people are passionate about this band. This is a really good, excellent band. They were invited a couple of months ago to perform during halftime at a New Orleans Saints football game. So everybody loves them. They are high energy. They're typical of what you see with HBCU bands, and they will put on an excellent show if they decide to go. But if they decide not to go, it will be a strong statement in what some believe needs to be made about this presidency.
Anthony Cook, editor of the Talladega Daily Home there in Talladega, Alabama. Anthony, thank you.
Thank you for having me.
And again, the Marching Tornadoes from Talladega College. We await the school's decision, but we seize any excuse to play a good marching band. Here they are. It's Here and Now.